This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. It is a story of numbers and the awful picture those numbers paint. Though it shows signs of easing in some parts of the world, the coronavirus pandemic now includes almost 4.5 million COVID-19 cases and more than 302,000 deaths. The figures are compiled by Johns Hopkins University. Here in the U.S., most states have begun to reopen their economies, this in the face of a mounting pandemic caseload well above 1.4 million, the highest in the world, and a death toll that is approaching 86,000, again, the most anywhere. Some states are opening up, still seeing a rise in cases. The world's largest cruise line company, Carnival, says it is laying off hundreds of employees, the majority in the states of Florida, California, and Washington. They'll be added to the rapidly growing list of Americans who have lost their jobs due to the pandemic. The official unemployment number since the middle of March is 36.5 million. 3 million people filed for benefits last week alone. Some economists warn the U.S. unemployment rate could reach a shocking 25% this month. Tens of thousands of U.S. auto industry workers are headed back to their jobs. Production lines have been idled since mid-March. It is the first major U.S. manufacturing sector scheduled to restart operations. Car companies are counting on pent-up consumer demand to help them get back on track. Vehicle sales in April fell by almost 50%. And with so many Americans out of work, for them, new car buying may be only a dream for some time to come. According to a new Washington Post Ipsos poll, 6 in 10 Americans who are working outside their homes are afraid they could be exposed to the coronavirus on the job and infect members of their household. A U.S. government whistleblower told a House committee Thursday the United States has no comprehensive battle plan for fighting COVID-19, that the window of opportunity is closing. Dr. Rick Bright, fired from his vaccine coordination work, said there is a pressing need for a coherent national strategy that goes beyond a vaccine in such basic areas as personal protective equipment, testing, and treatment. This is VOA News. Dr. Anthony Fauci, probably the most respected member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, this week said if the country moves too quickly to open up its economy, there could be a price, needless suffering and death. Now, local officials in some states are complaining their governors are guilty of such premature decisions. Case in point, Texas, which has suffered its worst one-day number of COVID-19 cases, 1,458 and 58 deaths. The governor, Republican Greg Abbott's response, that Texas has fewer cases than other large states. Elsewhere in the world, many nations in Europe are easing their pandemic restrictions. Germany is opening its border with Luxembourg and increasing the number of crossings from France, Switzerland, and Austria. The goal is to restore free travel by June 15th. Germany is also dropping a mandatory 14-day quarantine for travelers from European Union countries and several other European nations, including Britain. German restaurants have begun to reopen. Austria and Switzerland are easing border control.